If there was ikhtilaf, a difference of opinion, or battles happened later on, it is not for us to start saying they were right or wrong, or question why they did this or that. No, this is not for us to question or say anything negative about. Those who Allah gave a certificate that Allah is pleased with them, then we cannot dare to speak badly about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were not ordinary people. Allah chose special people from all of mankind to be His companions. They were worthy to be chosen to be in His companionship. We wish and desire that we were among the companions, but we must not be worthy that Allah did not choose us. Our faith may not be at that level. If it was, perhaps Allah would have chosen, but Allah chose them for their qualities. Therefore, we cannot say anything negative or speak ill about them. What is mentioned here is if anyone brings any news, we have to clarify and verify before taking any action. They had recently become Muslims, and Shaytan put waswasas in their heart. They were only human. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a rule in that regard. It doesn't mean or imply that they had become fasiq. Astaghfirullah. Those who question the companions should look at the next ayah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, and know that indeed among you is the Prophet of Allah. Anna comes when the matter is previously known and it is being reminded or reinforced. To remind or emphasize, as a mother would tell a child, don't you know I am your mother? This is not news for the child, but to emphasize or remind the child before going to say something. So it wasn't that they didn't know that he is a prophet of Allah, but it's said to emphasize. And know that among you is a prophet of Allah. This is the honor, respect of those people, because they were in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the companions are addressed directly, as it says, inna fikum, indeed among you. So the companions are being addressed. لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ, surely if he obeys you in many of the matters, لَعَنِتُّمْ, surely you would get in difficulty. If he obeyed you in many matters, whatever you say, sometimes advice is asked or someone gives their own opinion. So one giving the opinion cannot impose the one seeking the opinion. Here it is being taught that among you is the Prophet of Allah. And if you give an opinion, then only consider it an opinion, and do not force that he accepts and listens to your opinion. Do not insist that do just this, otherwise you will meet with hardship. Again, so don't you do this. We are taught a very important etiquette. As when Walid bin Uqba returned, some younger companions were enraged and said, how dare they refuse to give zakah and were coming to attack us. They were ready to fight with them, and if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have listened to them, then what would have ultimately happened? Therefore, do not expect that your every opinion should be listened to, otherwise would face losses. We learn that in whatever position we are in, and there is a boss or someone else, a leader or maintainer of a house, cannot force them to listen to our every opinion. Otherwise, we can put a person in difficulty or incur losses. Sometimes even students' opinions are asked. But if every opinion was considered, then as every person has a different opinion, then everyone would lose out. Therefore, cannot do that. If we start listening and obeying every or even most requests of our kids, what would happen? But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ, but Allah endeared to you the iman or belief. When Allah blessed them with the blessings of iman, made it so that you just don't like it, but so beloved that it is what you live with, you love faith. حَبَّبَ has a lot of emphasis, meaning endearing. There is having faith, and then there is having love for faith. it becomes endeared to a person and truly appreciates this blessing of faith they are endowed with. This is the thing they fear losing most, or getting wasted, or getting less. Allah made it endearing and most beloved in the heart, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمْ. But Allah made it most endeared to you. And Allah can put love of whatever He wills in the hearts of man. Therefore, we ask Allah to remove the love of dunya from our hearts and give us love for Him. And وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, and made it beautiful in your hearts. Because of this iman, the hearts became beautiful. Made iman beloved and made it beautiful. زَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. The shaitan makes the deeds of man beautified to him. He beautifies the sins and amplifies any good a person does, so the person gets satisfied and impressed with himself, and as a result becomes boastful and arrogant, and makes the sin so beautiful that man is attracted to it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the iman beautified in the hearts, versus shaitan beautifies the deeds. Just as for our bodily beauty, we take great care. We wear colorful and nice clothes and never tire from adorning ourselves with them. So our appearance is beautiful. We buy makeup, jewelry, and other things to make ourselves look beautiful. But for the beauty of the heart, what is needed? Iman, faith. We should pay attention to our hearts as well, whether if our heart is beautiful or rusted, and faith is weakening, whether if it needs to be cleaned or beautified. Because with iman, hearts get beautified. Just as we wear nice clothes, makeup, and dress well for our outer beauty, we need inner iman for our inner beauty. We should strive to increase it and make it strong. Whoever has a strong iman, the more beautiful is their heart. And for someone whose iman is weak and not there at all, then the hearts are lacking that beauty. Therefore, we are taught to ask for iman from Allah. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman wa zayyanahu fi qulubi. O Allah, make the iman beloved to me and make it an adornment of my heart. Give my heart beauty from its iman. The companions were worthy of envy because Allah had beautified their hearts, even if the clothes on them were tattered and patched. But how were their hearts adorned and beautified with iman? وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْإِسْيَانَ. And He made it hateful for you, the disbelief, the sins, and the disobedience. A person whose heart is beautified gets the sweetness of iman when he finds going into disbelief as getting burned. Prophet ﷺ tells of three things which bring sweetness of faith or iman. One is love for the sake of Allah, and hatred and enmity for His sake. Number two, for his person going into disbelief, is as getting burned in the fire. He hates being himself in disbelief and runs away from disbelief as one runs away from the fire, or as one fears the fire would burn them and are cautious. Kufr is disbelief, and fisq are major sins, and those who transgress the boundaries of Allah, or those who habitually sin without shame, wal isyan, and the disobedience, doing acts of disobedience or sinning once in a while. All these things, kufr, fasuq, and isyan, they hate going into these things, and Allah has put the hatred of these evils. If we have hatred for these things, then we should thank Allah, because that is from Allah. These were the attributes of the companions. We should ask Allah to have hate and dislike for kufr, fisq, isyan, and hate to disobey Allah. If we cannot be that, we will never disobey. Isyan happens, but after that, a person doesn't get comfortable with their sins, nor has a no-care attitude towards it. Nor they try to make excuses and say, it's okay, others do it as well. When there is hate for it, this will not happen. We will feel disgusted and have regret if they sin. It cannot be possible that a person cannot make a mistake. As the Prophet ﷺ said, all of children of Adam are who make mistakes, but best person from them is one who repents. A person feels regret and remorse over the sins or the wrongdoing and repents, not that keeps on sinning without any sense of regret or feeling bad about it. Also, not putting off repentance for when they reach old age or when one goes for Hajj. No, this person hates sinning and doing anything that is in disobedience of Allah. Mistakes do happen, but when mistakes happen, they return to repentance and they do not delay it. For example, as someone hates eating pork, but if someone eats it by mistake, will feel disgusted and feel bad because of it. So here hate is mentioned. So the person hates kufr, fusuq, and isyan, and doesn't like any acts of disobedience. He does not get annoyed that why is this is haram or that is haram while staying away from it. This is disliking the commands of Allah, even if not falling into sin. Or talking about the past sins with pride, saying how someone enjoyed the sin in the past. Allah knows how we feel deep inside. Allah knows what is beloved to us and what is hateful to us. These are matters of the heart. No matter what someone shows themselves to be in front of others, Allah knows what is in their hearts. These are the feelings of people and reflects their direction in life. A person runs to what he loves and runs away from what he hates. Do we in reality have this in our thinking? Because Allah knows what is in our hearts. These are the rightly guided ones. We see that Allah speaks to the companions by addressing them with the pronoun Kum, ilaykum, qulubikum, fikum, yuti'ukum. Then in the third person, humar rashidun, they are the rightly guided ones, showing if anyone wants to be guided, should be just like them. Fadlan min Allah, a bounty and grace from Allah, that He gave love of iman and dislike for disbelief and disobedience. Wa ni'matan, and a favor. So if anyone gets them, should know this is a big blessing and a favor from Allah, and should be grateful to Allah for it. Wallahu alimun hakeem, and Allah is all-knowing and all-wise. He knows which heart is worthy to make faith, iman, beloved to it, and which heart is worthy to have hate for kufr, fisuq, and isyan. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives another command, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ قُتَتَلُوا, and if two groups of believers fight among each other, فَأَصْلِحُ بَيْنَهُمَا, then make peace between them. If two parties of believers have arguments, disputes, as difference of opinions can happen, and fights can also come about, what is your job? Not to watch the show or help in fighting against each other, rather, فَأَصْلِحُ بَيْنَهُمَا, then make peace between them. The letter fa shows swiftness, while thumma comes when it means a delay. So here fa is used. So quickly make peace between them. Do not delay. The more matters or disagreements are delayed, the more suspicious and distrust and distance comes about. Who is being told here? The Muslim community, a Muslim society, then one should come forward and reform and make peace between them, not saying, why should I get involved or get in the middle? Many times when someone is trying to make peace between people, faces negative reactions from those trying to mend relations with, as they would have to remind both parties to correct their behavior. So even in the end, if their relations are mended, this person is considered bad. Therefore, they should not fear this reaction. Allah is commanding that do this. The Prophet ﷺ said, shall I not tell you of a matter that carries greater reward than praying, fasting, sadaqah, and hajj, People said, "Yes, why not? Tell us." The Prophet ﷺ said, "Mending the relations between people. When two people are angry with each other, even in relations or friendships, they should be concerned and try to mend the relations. Many times people just watch on the sidelines or try to inflame one side or the other. Rather, people should not create more rifts between the angry parties, nor create more corruption. Even if a person has to lie to mend the relations, they can do it, so relations are mended." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى, if aggresses one of them against the other, فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي, then fight against one who aggresses, حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَى أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, until he or she returns to the commands of Allah. Fiya is for shade, from which tafiya is formed. When two people fight among each other, it is as if they are under the hot sun. And when they mend their relations, it becomes as they have come under the shade of Allah's commands. They come in the shadow of Allah's commands. So when they befriend each other, they come under safety, as shade is safety and good. We are instructed, what should one do if one exceeds in oppression? To support the one who is right. Even if have to fight with the oppressor, have to do it. So strife between people ends, and justice is served. The Prophet ﷺ has said, causing fights among people wipes out deen of a person. This is something similar that which removes hair, but it removes the deen from this person. Having fights, arguments, and corruption, and then inciting others to it. فَإِن فَاءَتْ, so if they turn back or return, فَأَصْلِهُ بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ, then reconcile between them with justice. If they stop their fighting, then reconcile with equity and adhering to justice. If someone who is doing the reconciliation takes the sides of one party, then this is not being just. فَأَقْسِطُ, and be equitable and fair. So it is the right of a Muslim upon a Muslim to reconcile. If anyone fights, they should help to reconcile between them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ, indeed Allah loves those who are equitable. Those who are just and equitable will be in the members of pearls in front of Ar-Rahman. So do justice and do not take sides, even if they are one's own relations or their own children. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ, indeed the believers are brothers. It does not say they are like brothers. No. Just as people say, so-and-so is just like my own brother or a sister. No, rather the Muslims are brothers and sisters. And this relation is due to Iman. One type of relation is due to the ties of kinship. This relation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. As Allah mentions, believers are brothers of each other. Therefore, it's very precious. As something Allah has made. Therefore, they should not be ones to pull each other down because they do not know about this and have hard feelings. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a mu'min is like a wall for the other mu'min. And in another narration, it is said that they are like one body. If one part feels the pain, the entire body feels the pain. As when the head hurts, it is felt by the entire body. The Prophet ﷺ gives an example of how Muslim brothers should be with each other and how they should be there in the times of happiness and grief. The Prophet ﷺ also said, a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim, and should not oppress them nor disappoint them. Whoever is busy in helping his brother, Allah fulfills his needs. Whoever removes a hardship from a Muslim brother, Allah will remove from the difficulties of theirs on the day of Qiyamah. Whoever covers up the faults of a Muslim, Allah will cover his faults. This is in Bukhari and Muslim. فَأَصْلِهُ بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ, so reconcile between your brothers. Allah has joined all the Muslims of the world in one relation, so also reconciled among them. If a person cannot do it himself, then have someone else do it. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, and fear Allah so that you are shown mercy. If only if one fears Allah will be able to do this, otherwise everyone consider themselves busy. We are reminded to fear Allah, so we are shown mercy. May Allah give us the ability to act upon these ayahs. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. Please listen to the tilawah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الذين ينادونك من وراء الحجرات أكثرهم لا يعقلون. ولو أنهم صبروا حتى تخرج إليهم لكان خيرا لهم, والله غفور رحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. واعلموا أن فيكم رسول الله, لو يطيعكم في كثير من الأمر لعنتم, ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان, أولئك هم الراشدون. فضلا من الله ونعمة, والله عليم حكيم. وإن طائفتان من المؤمنين اقتتلوا فأصلحوا بينهما, فإن بغت إحداهما على الأخرى فقاتلوا التي تبغي حتى تفيء إلى أمر الله, فإن فاءت فأصلحوا بينهما بالعدل وأقسطوا, إن الله يحب المقسطين. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم, واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون.